My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My Brock Purdy opinion is colored by the excitement I'm feeling for football. Because when I saw the game last night,
that's fair,
and I saw him on the field, I got, not that my juices are really flowing because I don't play the damn game, but the game was coming on, I put the game on, and I saw Brock Purdy out there, and I thought, all right, baby, let's go. Because now here we sit, 3 weeks, my man, 3 weeks from today.
Brock Purdy.
3 weeks and 3 hours.
3 weeks from
you're three and three.
Almost to the mark.
And
three
it's
weeks
football.
And 3 hours. Yeah.
And it's football.
Yeah.
So
Aaron,
I mean
Aaron Rodgers will be in that game.
We got our fantasy draft in 9 days. And so let's get excited.
I had one over the weekend.
Already.
Already.
Your Tahoe one.
No. No.
The was this that hokey two quarterback
flex.
One?
Yeah. Oh, God, super flex. First pick Lamar Jackson. Second pick Jaden Daniels. We just got him done right out of the gate.
Oh, you got
I just went boom, 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 boom. And then we started filling in receivers.
What pick did Lamar go?
Number three overall.
Okay, number three.
Yeah, it went Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, wow.
Lamar
Allen
Jackson.
Over Mahomes.
Allen is the super flex, like, consensus number one.
Okay.
Although it's odd in that league because it's -6 for any turnover.
-6?
-6 for any turnover. Fumble, pick,
wow.
Anything. And Josh Allen, as you know, that man can throw an interception.
Now.
Yeah, that's not even, but watch out now. They just throw ball the other team. Anyway.
He's going to throw it away now.
Anyway. Yeah, like we're here, and I get that. I was a little eyebrows up. I knew he was maybe supposed to go out there and play. When the first quarter was almost over, and he's sitting him out there for the third series, and he's running naked boots, I'm like, okay, I don't know. What's happening right here? Plus, like, you know, you said it was fun to watch Brock Purdy drop back, and then he would throw a pass, and then Braden Willis would catch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, never mind. That's not what I would, you know what I mean? Like that, who, what is happening?
Who are you?
So I, again, not offended, not like sounding alarms, just surprised. Surprised at a risk-reward play that, be honest now, you do not see around this league. No quarterback did that. No quarterback who mattered. If you're Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew and you're battling it out.
The shoe got the gig.
I know he did. And you're battling, that's one thing. That's totally different. But if you got cement blocks on your starter shoes, nobody's putting you out there with the third string. Hell, Atlanta won't even play Michael Penix. He's not even their starter.
Well, he's hurt.
No, he's not.
Odds are he's hurt.
But, well,
he's like 27 years old as a rookie. He's always hurt.
He's not even, if you look at Kirk Cousins' contract, Penix is not only not your starter, he's not going to be your starter for 3 years. They're going to Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love this kid. And they're bubble wrapping him. It's wild. So that's all I'm saying. If you want me to put it in a different point, like Kyle Shanahan made a decision yesterday that other coaches around the league are not making. That's all. And that's fine.
I just don't think that he has the luxury of what other coaches are doing. Because if you really wanted to put him out there in the best situation, you would have Trent Williams on the field. Trent Williams is not on the field. And you would have Brandon Ayuk out there. Brandon Ayuk is not out there. George Kittle's darn near 30. And Debo Samuel is a vet who probably won't play anyway. And you want to add in the mix Christian McCaffrey, who's got a calf. And I do think that his calf is worse than what you're characterizing it as a bug bite. And yes, he's been running around and doing stuff on the side, but you've got veterans. And when you have veterans, you're not going to put them out there and risk their older bodies. And you have a 23-year-old quarterback who goes out there and just gets some reps. And I don't think that the guys who he was playing with are necessarily all cement-shoed cardboard cutouts. You had 3/5 of your starting offensive line, and maybe your offensive line's not that good. And
3/5 is not enough.
But you're not going to have your all-pro Hall of Fame left tackle anyway. So are you not going to play him until Trent comes in? Or
I'd be fine with that.
But you're going to play Brock Purdy.
But you don't have to. It's not a rule.
It's not. But if you're Brock Purdy, you want to play.
And that's
fine.
You want
to actually get out there and play tackle football. And he played 11 snaps.
Right.
I just think that people are overreacting and the naked boot.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, you didn't.
Maybe, like, but Dibs.
You're more appalled about a naked bootleg than you are about Trey Lance running a quarterback keeper and getting his ankle broken.
Here's something. Maybe this is a terrible analogy, but I'm going to give it a shot. Because I tell my kids this all the time, because when people are young, they don't like taking responsibility. There's no accountability, right? So, like, for instance, if I've got my boys out on the golf course and one of them hits a ball, and let's say one of them walked ahead a little bit and the other one shanks the ball and it whacks off the other one's leg, okay? Now, I could argue that both of them are in the wrong. One of them walked ahead of a hitter. The other one hit. And immediately, a kid is going to go into, well, that's not my fault. And I'm like, I'm not talking about your intent. I try to teach them this. It's not about your intent. If your intent is bad, then you actually should go to jail. But your intent may have been good. That does not mean that you shouldn't say you're sorry. You can mess up even with good intentions. So here's the analogy to that. What if, and what would you say today if Brock did take one of those hits?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Didn't get up. No criticism for Kyle Shanahan? None? I don't buy it. I mean, I don't buy it.
Of course.
He'd be getting crushed. And
yes.
So what that means is Kyle's intent, Brock's intent here can be fine, and that still doesn't cover it. It's still a bad thing to do because...
That's your opinion.
Yes, it is.
And you can't quantify the other side of it, which is what if Brock Purdy's 11 snaps are the difference between him making a play in the Super Bowl or not.
Come on, man.
You can't quantify that.
You can't quantify an injury.
You can say,
come on,
you
dibs.
Can't say on the one hand, oh, if he gets hurt, you'd rip Shanahan. Okay. Well, the other side of it is unquantifiable maybe the experience that Brock Purdy got in those 11 snaps, maybe that's the difference,
come
Mark,
on, man.
In him making a play late come in the on, year. Man. Maybe he runs a naked boot. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to remember this from preseason, and I make this naked boot,
Give me the example.
And they win the division.
Give me the example of when that's ever happened in the history of ever.
It can't be
where
quantified.
Somebody won a Super Bowl and went, you know what happened? There's a preseason game in August.
It can't be quantified.
Of course it can. That's absurd. There's no way.
It's equally absurd to say, well, if he would have gotten hurt,
no,
what
it's
if he
not.
Gets hurt in practice? Well, we blame the coach because he got hurt in practice?
No, of
Possibly.
Course not. Like people, yeah. As you pointed out, people get hurt slipping in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that he never get out of bed. I'm simply saying that this one, in terms of risk reward, fell off of a cliff. That's all. It's like you went over the line.
I disagree. If you played him for three quarters, then I could say, yeah, that seems
that
a little bit
line?
Risky.
Why is three quarters the line or two quarters the line or what it was, which was almost one quarter?
Three drives,
what's
11 plays.
What's the line? But it was only 11 plays because they didn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
It could have been a lot more.
I don't know what the line is because it's up to Shanahan to decide where the line is, and he felt like 11 plays was the line. And if they would have had one drive that was 11 plays, that would have been it. So I think 11 plays is probably about the line.
Okay. And that's fine. I mean,
he's the expert.
It's all
so,
mythical. I don't know that he's an expert in terms of body and number of plays and line.
He's the expert in being a pro football coach.
Yes.
He's one of the three or four best in the world doing it.
And I'll have his back every single time, all the time. But yes, he has a reason for whatever he did. And so great. We can all move on with that if you want. But I'm noticing he made a decision that other coaches wouldn't have made. And I just, I'm not offended by it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Kansas. If Kansas City had all their starting 11 and if Buffalo had all their starting 11 or if there were some guys.
Talking about all. We're talking about most.
Yeah,
get where I'm coming from.
I
dude.
Do, like, but I do think that you're kind of picking and popping and
you're
picking and choosing the examples that you want to use. And
not at all.
The Niners had like three or four of their starters out there and. You know, do you need seven starters to feel good? I just wonder where that is.
It's the quarterback.
Right.
You're not going to give a guy a third of your cap and act like he's the same as everyone else. He's not. He's the quarterback.
But they didn't really put him into dangerous spots.
Absolutely they did.
He didn't run any zone read or any keepers.
Humongous people hit him.
Right.
Huge, trained, nut job killers hit him. And it could have ended the season. And yes, that's a part of football.
Right.
But by your point that you're making, why do we do yellow jerseys? Let them get hit in practice. They need to get a sweat gone. Why?
You pick your spots.
No,
picked was 11 snaps at home on a Sunday night.
And it's a risk reward. I know you love throwing out it's 11 snaps at home on a Sunday. What does that all matter? There are football players out there and they hit him.
Yeah.
And I find it to be a risk that you didn't need to take.
Yeah.
You put him out there with a bunch of backups and it's surprising. And I think most people are surprised. Not mad. Surprised.
Okay. I'm not afraid to be in the minority of alongside Kyle Shanahan of somebody who thinks that the risk, the reward was worth the risk because the reward, obviously they think that there's a reward in playing him 11 snaps. And the reward is getting Brock Purdy up to speed. So I don't think that Kyle Shanahan did it so as to maybe I'll get him injured and I'll show everyone that I can win with a backup.
We did spend a whole offseason with Kyle Shanahan, loves getting his quarterbacks hurt.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so where'd that point go? I don't hear that from
anyone today. We spend all our time thinking about how, Kyle Shanahan is the genius and, maybe he wants to get Brock hurt because then he can go out and show the world that he can do with a backup.
He's a great coach. He's one of the top two or three coaches in the game. I have zero questions about that. That one surprised me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!